This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Now, please. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, breakthroughs, breakthroughs. I just want to share one scripture with you. I don't want to preach, but I want to share this, just talk a little bit. Really just been so challenged, you know. We look back at our lives and we think, God, why all that? Why all that? Why did, you know, every one of our lives are totally different. We've all got different journeys, but you know, God's been in it all. He's been in every single bit. You know, I look back and think, oh, I couldn't have been there, God. But He was and is. And He'll never leave, never forsake. And even though I made mistakes, even though I made wrong choices, did the wrong thing, He even turns my mistakes into good. If I'll just acknowledge them and ask Him to, He'll even turn my mistakes into good. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. 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 This is the thought I just want to leave you with. In Genesis chapter 14, there's a story around, this is the time when Sodom and Gomorrah was there, and there were five kings that were affiliated with the king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah. And they were actually vassals to another kingdom, and they decided that they were going to break away from that, stop paying their taxes. And so this other kingdom, there was a confederation of four kings that decided when they broke away, there was five kings with Sodom and Gomorrah, that they better go and attack them and get them back into order. So five kings declared war on Sodom and Gomorrah and the other kings there, and there was a battle ensued. And the four kings won the battle, and they captured all the women and children of Sodom and Gomorrah, and also Lot. Remember Abraham's his nephew who lived in Sodom. They captured him as well, and his wives and children, and took them away. And it says, I love this. You know, they captured them all. This, we're talking about four armies, four kingdoms. I don't know how, it doesn't say how many people, but if you've got a kingdom, you're pretty sure there's quite a lot of soldiers in that. Genesis 14:14. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them, four kingdoms, and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. And so he brought back all the goods and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. Hallelujah, what an awesome victory. That so stirred me. I wanted to just share about, these were trained servants in his own household. And Jeremiah Yap brought this out. I remember talking to him about my vision for this army to be raised up. And he brought that point out, the army comes out of a household. And it's done something in my spirit. It's done something in my heart. And when I look at you, you know, we're all servants. You know, the best servant in any household is the son, the daughter. The best servant. What did Jesus say? You want to be the greatest? You know, we're a family. There's no striving to be at the peak of this organization, because more than an organization, it's a family. There's no striving to get to the top. What did Jesus say? If you want to be the greatest, become the servant of all. And a real son, a real daughter, that's their heart, is to serve. You'll never find a better servant than a son and a daughter. And they're the ones who are going to set captives free. You know, when you start fighting for family, I tell you what, nothing will hold you back. When you start fighting for a brother and a sister, nothing will hold you back. You know, there's lots of ministry that can go on, but the greatest ministry that can go on in the house of God, what does it say? You heard about the love of God this morning, flowing like a river. It says, you know, we, brothers, we have been called unto liberty, freedom. Only use not liberty as an occasion to the flesh, but through love serve one another. Is that what we're going to do in this house? Serve one another. Look for ways to serve one another, bless one another. And we're going to see the power of God flow. And we're going to see captives set free. You believe it? I'm going to share about this another time, but there's so much in it. Hallelujah. 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 Can we just pray together? Father, we just want to lift up our hands to you. Father, we're amazed. We're just amazed that, Lord, you have brought us this far by your grace. You have led us by fire, by cloud. Lord, you've brought us here to this place, and we thank you that you've made us your dwelling place. You've made us the house individually and corporately. Lord, we recognize that. We recognize each one of our brothers and sisters here as your dwelling place. How can we hold anything against them? How can we hold any unforgiveness, any resentment, any judgment against anyone? We just want to say we're sorry, God. We're so sorry. Let those things go. And we acknowledge each and every one as your dwelling place. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gateway of heaven. God, we don't want to be shut up or sealed or enclosed anymore. But Lord, we want to be released in you, released in your love, released in your grace, released in your mercy, released in every way, Lord, that we might give what you have so freely given us. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name, our prayer, Father in heaven. Your name is wonderful, glorious. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. And I pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts. Lord, that wherever we go, if things are contrary to what your kingdom is, then God, give us such a fire and a passion to see, Lord, it changed for your glory and for your honor. Lord, where there's sickness, we want to bring health. Where there's darkness, we are going to bring light. Where there's sorrow, we're going to bring joy. Lord, we want to bring your kingdom. And I thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us, Lord. Enlarge our hearts. Enlarge our hearts. That, Lord, the fire of your love would burn within us. Enlarge our territory so that, Lord, we can be a blessing to more people. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. If you agree with me, let's say amen together. Amen.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.com.